Right now, we're going to be going live to Studio 2A, and here is Matt Milner.
Thanks a lot, Dan. I am over here in Studio 2A with Funky Bones, and they're going to be with us until 10 o'clock. They're going to play some songs for us, then we'll talk a bit after that. So, without further ado, we will get right to the music. So, here is Funky Bones on Locals Only.
From the first, I know the ending because this stuff's been rehearsed. Not talking about the rap or the riff or the rhyme. Even counting toast to crap, I've seen it a million times. Only one way to succeed and many ways to fail. Accentuate the positive when you're chasing that tail. If you got it, flaunt it, it's not something you can learn. A rap is that ego that you've got to earn. Through years of experience, I've come to find it takes more than a look, it takes more than a line. It takes more than money or a good career. You wanna bet that mama say that you gotta act sincere. There ain't no harm in pretending to be Prince Charming. No, there ain't no harm in pretending to be Prince Charming. There ain't no harm in pretending to be Prince Charming. Prince Charming. No, there ain't no harm in pretending to be Prince Charming. A Prince Charming. address. The way I talk, it's all about blank, blank on my chest. I put my shoes up to my hat. You know, through and through, I'm talking straight like that. Everything I do from now on, it's got to be funky, working funky. Everything I do from now on, it's got to be funky, working funky. From the guitar licks to the bass and groove, you know the drummer sticks and sax will make you move.
Boy, all work and no play. nothing. I'm an expert on that matter. Little knowledge is a dangerous thing. Look at the mad hatter, and if you're into bliss, I'm as blissful as can be. I go with the flow, see all there is to see. You're busy as a beaver and you're sly as a fox. Or itching like a chicken with a people box. You're busy as a beaver and you're sly as a fox. Itching like a chicken with a people box. You don't know Jack and you're talking smack. Common sense or brain you lack. And you don't know Jack and you're talking smack. Common sense or brain you lack. And you don't know Jack and you're talking smack. Common sense or brain you lack. And you don't know Jack and you're talking smack. Brain you lack.
Thanks a lot. My name is Matt Milner, and you are tuned into Locals Only. You're listening to Funky Bones live in Studio 2A. They're going to be with us until 10 o'clock, but first we're going to talk a little bit. So if we could start off with some introductions, just let us know who you are and what you do in the band.
I guess we'll start with me. I'm Mike Hefner, doing drums for the band.
This is Fernie Snoop Lopez on the bass. I'm Brent. I do some of the singing.
My name is Doug Floyd, and I play guitar.
My name is TK Thomas Kennedy. I play saxophone and sing a little bit.
And James Zinniball over there plays some sax as well for us.
Excellent. So how long has the band been together?
Different configurations of this band have been planned since about 1992. It's going on 20 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. And over the course of those different configurations, who have been the mainstays?
Dougie Floyd's been here for a long time. TK's been here for a long time. I'd say James is the newbie, and these guys were also in another version of With Me for quite a while, too. But different times, different places. But Dougie's put in quite a few years, and so is TK as well.
93.
How has the general music scene in Tucson changed over the course of those 20 years? There aren't too many bands that have been around for quite that long.
Some of the others that we used to play with all the time, Greyhound Soul, they're still around, and there's a few more. The difference is we're all older. You know, we can't find those young people that want to come out and see us quite as much anymore. There's not an after hours party after every one of our shows like there used to be. We're all older, so it's we're maturing into our years, and the music is maturing with us.
Excellent. How would you say the music is maturing?
Well, we used to do a lot of stuff we're not doing anymore. We used to do a lot of blues, and we're mainly focused on the fun, danceable, upbeat, happy, good stuff right now. We'll go back to the blues and visit the blues another time, and the soul and the jazz, but we're sticking with the funk and the rock and roll these days.
Excellent, excellent. And I understand that you have a new EP.
We have a brand new EP we're very proud of, released on Expat Records, available at iTunes and your local record stores. I won't mention any of them, but they're available there as well, and we're very excited about it. It's the same label that Kool and the Gang is on, so nice to be with another nice, cool funk band there.
Excellent, excellent. And the songs that you're playing right now, are those on the EP?
All three of the songs we just played are the first three songs on the EP, and when we come back from the interviews, we're going to do the last song that is on the EP as well, and then we're going to play some of our classic old stuff that everybody knows and loves.
Excellent.
We hope.
Well, they're going to hear it either way, so we'll hope so. And tell me a little bit about the recording process for the new EP.
Oh, it was great. We got to record with Craig Schumacher at Wave Lab Studios. He's always been one of our favorite guys and one of our favorite studios. I know a lot of people have worked with him on their other projects, The Tryst and Amber Norgard and stuff like that. And we loved it. It was a fantastic experience and came out with a great product.
How long did you spend on the album?
Well, probably not as long as we would have liked to, but as much as money could have permitted at the time. But you know, for an EP, we put in a good solid amount of time on each song, and then had it mastered as well. We went off to Golden Mastering in California, so we tried to do it right for the first release for Expat.
Good, good, good. And would you say that most of these songs were fully formed when you came into the studio, or do you flesh some of them out once you're recording?
Half and half. We find parts that we didn't know existed, and all of a sudden little horn lines come and counter lines come when we're in the studio, and then it's kind of a rush to get them recorded. And then after you're done listening to them, you're like, wow, I wish we would have done something right here or right here. So it happens a little bit, but it's going to continue to happen every time I listen to it. It's going to be a process that, wow, I wish I could have put something there. I could have had some extra vocals, backup vocals there or something.
Right, right. And with the lyrics in particular, for people who have been listening, obviously you've got a mouthful to spit out for a lot of the songs with these upbeat ones. Do you write the lyrics yourself, or are those collaborative?
I think I write all the lyrics. I'm not sure if anybody's... I think somebody's contributed here and there some little statements that become songs because of something they said. But I pretty much write all the lyrics.
And has that been consistent over the 20 years of the band?
Yeah.
Brent's very prolific.
I've definitely been, for Funky Bones, I've definitely written and played at least 100 original songs on stage, at least.
Wow. Yes, yeah. Do you feel like there are any conventions that you feel obligated to follow as being a funk band? I mean, funk in its very nature, it seems like it's a fairly self-referential genre, given even the nature of your name and many of the songs have references to the style of music. What is it that you think about the genre that tends to bring that out?
Well, honestly, we're not really that much of a funk band. We're kind of a rock and roll band that dabbles in a little ska, dabbles in a little reggae, dabbles in a little rock and roll.
That George Clinton model has always been a big part of it, though, where you throw everything in if it fits and it's fun. So we end up with plenty of rock and blues and everything else in there, too.
That's what makes it funky.
Yeah, there you go. And it certainly sounded like on the last one, You Don't Know Jack, there was definitely a strong ska feel on that one.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Do you find that you mentioned that a lot of the newer songs, they're more upbeat dance songs. Do you think that that relates at all to the types of shows that you've been playing over the last few years?
I think we find great songs that we all really enjoy that have great grooves to them, but when you're in front of a live audience, it doesn't translate as well, and they want something kind of peppy, something they can move towards, something that they already know. I'd rather supply them with the former, but I can do both.
Okay, there we go.
We do such high-energy shows that it's hard to, you know, you throw a slow one in, and we're not usually playing in front of the audience that wants to sit and ponder what you're doing.
Right. You know, so. So where are some of your favorite places to play in light of that?
Well, we love the Hut. Skybar's been offering great, great things for bands. Our old home, Vaudeville, we play a lot at the Rock. But the Hut's one of our favorite consistent venues to play.
It has a nice sort of a variable crowd, you know. Sometimes the crowds look our age. Sometimes the crowds are, you know, 20 years younger, you know. But it's got a nice variation in there. So when we do want to get some variety in the set, you can do a little more of that there.
Excellent. Well, we're going to get back to some music here. You are listening to Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Again, my name is Matt, and we will be here until the 10 o'clock hour with Funky Bones. So they're going to go into another set of music, and then we'll talk in about 15 or 20 minutes or so. So keep it tuned in right here.
I got to pick up the pieces again.
gonna put it back together again. We come a long way the wrong way. 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 We'll be right back. thought it was safe to go outside. Here it comes again for another joyride. Rooting and rooting, everything in its place. All you can do is ride it out like a lake. I'm just giving a spark. We can have it like a tornado to a trailer park. That's the half hour, but you ain't never been before. Hey, Tomo, we ain't having any more. Knows what they say. Every dog has its day. I walk away with my master call. I finally shake and lick my ball. I walk my boundary every 2 weeks along. This is my carriage to my dog. Whoop whoop. Bow wow. Whoop whoop. Bow wow. Whoop whoop. Bow wow. Whoop whoop. Bow wow.
All right. Thanks a lot. We are live in Studio 2A with Funky Bones. You're listening to Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Thanks again for joining us, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Duncan. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Matt. We really appreciate it. And, of course, everybody at KXCI.
Well, we really, really appreciate having you guys in here. They are promoting a brand new EP called Prince Charming EP. They shared some tracks from that in the first part of the show, now playing some older stuff. If people are interested in acquiring that EP, other than finding it in local stores, is there a way to get it online?
iTunes, and I think Amazon, I think a bunch of other places, but I just say iTunes because it's the one that everybody knows.
Excellent. And do you have an online presence, a website or Facebook page?
We do. We got Facebook. We got MySpace. AZFunk.com is a good one to go to learn a lot about even his other projects as well. But he keeps a good thing with the Funky Bones. But the Facebook spot's pretty up to date. And we got the MySpace, too. Gotta do it.
Yep. And for the Facebook, what is the address on that?
It's just Facebook.com/Funky Bones.
Excellent.
B-O-N-Z.
B-O-N-Z, yes. We are often, our name is often spelled wrong on flyers, marquees, everything like that.
But B-O-N-E-S out of Atlanta.
We're the Funk Boys. We've been everything. We've been a lot of different things.
Yeah. One thing that has been interesting as well to see over the course of the last couple years is how MySpace really has sort of entered this different realm than what it was a few years ago, but I guess it's still useful for putting songs up there. So can people hear some of your songs on the MySpace page?
Yeah, the MySpace and Facebook has big collections with a lot of our older songs, which we're going to be putting out in some greatest hits retrospective next year, because it'll be our 20th year together as a band. So we're going to put out a couple I don't want to call them greatest hits, because a lot of these songs have never been released, and they just didn't make the cut the first time. But I'm going to put out a very interesting collection of great Funky Bones songs from the past 20 years.
Excellent. So when can people look forward to that?
That'll be next year's project, 2012, the end of the year project, the end of the world project.
And will you be re-recording all of those old songs? Will some of them be old recordings?
We're going to go back in with this group of people and record a couple new ones to be added to that. A couple of these songs will make it on there, and a lot of old recordings. We had a lot of self-releases back in those days where you just make your own 100 CDs, and that's not a real official release, so a lot of songs didn't get the attention that I think I would have liked them to get, so I'm gonna give them that second boost this time.
Excellent. Any other big plans for the 20th anniversary?
Well, we're going to Vegas to play a show here for these guys' birthday, both these guys from Sierra Vista, TK and Doug Floyd, celebrate a birthday around the same time, so we're going to have a little road trip. Play in Tempe and then Vegas to celebrate their birthdays, and then we've got some shows coming up at, of course, the Hut, and some ones on hold at some other places as well, but we're excited to get back out there and play live.
Excellent. So when are some of those upcoming shows if people want to check you out?
The next one that I'll advertise right now is July 8th. It's at the Hut, and we're going to be playing with some fabulous bands, the Jits, and I believe they've been down here before.
Yes.
Spreading their magic. And I think Silverbell is on that one, too. Oh, wow. So it's going to be a real fun show with some great Tucson musicians.
Cool.
The 10th at Congress, too, right?
That one's not confirmed, so I didn't talk about it yet.
Okay. Well, be sure to check the Facebook page if you want to see other details about their upcoming shows.
Glad I brought it up.
You mentioned that you have a show in Vegas coming up. Do you guys head out on the road often?
We used to be weekend warriors all the time, and that's all we used to do. A lot of Flagstaff, Prescott, Bisbee, Telluride, all over Colorado, New Mexico. But it's been a while. We've only did one trip to Vegas, and there were some funny stories, but we don't have enough time to tell that funny story. But we've only been to Vegas once. We're real excited to go back. We had some good friends that we brought down here to play some shows with us, and they're going to return the favor there.
Excellent. And, Doug, Brent had mentioned that you're involved in some other projects. Do you want to talk about those for a minute?
Yeah. So I play in the Jits, and we were down here, I think, a month ago. We did this. So I play with that. I also play with a girl named Amber Norgard, who I've done this with. I think we did it a year ago when we released her album. So I play with her. I've played with Oslo when he was here in town, and still play with him occasionally in Atlanta. So they're doing those. I've been in Funky Bones on and off since 96. Took a little break for a while and then came back recently.
And what are some of the other bands that the rest of you are involved in town?
I guess that would be me, huh? Just do a death metal band, believe it or not, called 10 Dead Gods. Not a lot of play for the death.
They're really awesome, though. This guy's a madman on the drums. Yeah, you can really see him.
Keeps me going.
Yeah.
I'm in a few bands. This is Fernie. Mm-hmm. They also call me Snoopy, a.k.a. a couple other things. But I'm in a few bands. I got one band called Mad Styles, which is a local hip-hop band, live music. And then I got a Mexican rock and Espanol band called Manopla.
Excellent.
He's not going to talk, but he's also in the Trist, and he's fantastic. James Zinibal. So check them out. They play all the time.
Amazing.
TK is just a bit of a whore. He'll play with anyone that'll ask.
And then I'll leave.
And I've got a couple side projects. One's called Bad Tourist, and one's my new band called Hillbilly Bow that I'm excited to break out onto the scene here in June. I think there'd be the first show.
All right. Excellent. So obviously you guys are all pretty prolific. And another thing, you had mentioned that Mike's a bit of a madman on the drums. I witnessed that firsthand when a drumstick flew out of his hand and clocked me right on the glasses while I wasn't looking. But it's true. I was warned in advance, so no hard feelings about it. But that does bring up another point, that just being here in the studio, even for an in-studio performance, not a live show, you guys have really great energy. Are there any particular artists that you like to channel when you're performing, specific influences? Maybe Brent, as you as a front man, are there specific other front men that you try to channel?
I've always wanted to say that what I wanted to create was the White Fishbone.
Are we there yet?
Yeah. Not quite. We're working on it, but it gives us something to aspire to.
Excellent. That's as good a description as I've heard. So you are listening to Funky Bones live in Studio 2A on Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Again, if you like what you've heard, they have a brand new EP coming out. It's called the Prince Charming EP, and you can find that on iTunes or through their Facebook page as well. It's also available in local record stores. And additionally, if you like this particular performance, you can download it on the KXCI website as a podcast. That'll be up probably sometime tomorrow. Go to kxci.org, click on the Locals Only tab, and then you can download it there. So I want to thank Funky Bones again for joining us today.
Thank you all again. We really appreciate it. Dan, Matt, Duncan, y'all rock.
And if you guys have a couple more, you can play us out to 10 o'clock.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I think this next one we're going to do, we've been doing it for our friend. If you go online, Craig Schumacher versus Cancer, and check that out and make a donation if you can. There's a chip in there. This one is called Baba Alulu.
Why people hurt, why people cry, why cycles sit down on this rock and listen to me speak. Life's not easy, life's not fair. Sometimes you gotta wonder if God still cares. When we see sorrow and we see pain, only if you feel it too, are you truly humane? And Baba Alulu, you righteous guru, come on, let, let, let God how it's true. Baba Alulu, you freaking guru, come on, tell me, tell me, tell me all I need to know.
Keel Bones on KXCI. Funky Bones on KXCI. Well, I hope all you out there in radio land and on cyberspace have gotten your fill of a little Baba Lulu and Funky Bones, and hopefully the Baba Lulu is flowing through you like it should be. But if it's not, here's what you need to do to get the Baba Lulu flowing through you. Real easy. Couple simple steps. Here we go. If someone's hurt, lend a hand. If something's wrong, take a stand. Let your conscience be your guide. If your heart is full of love, well, then there's no way he can hide. Baba Lulu, you righteous guru. Come on, let your knowledge flow. Baba Lulu, you freaky guru. Come on, tell me all I need to know. Baba Lulu, you righteous guru. Come on, let your knowledge. Baba Lulu, you freaky guru. Come on, tell me all I need to know. We got time for one more, so we'll do a little quick one right here. How about we get Cherry Pop-Tart underway for all y'all? Here we go.
Torpedoes while in your box, oh, I wanna be the rhythm of all those.